From the witness chair on Friday, Garrison was allowed to call a parade of more than 24 defense witnesses to vouch for Oppenheimer's character and loyalty. They included Hans Bethe, George Kennan, John J. McCloy, Gordon Dean, Vannevar Bush, and James Conant, among other eminent figures from the worlds of science, politics, and business. By far, one of the most interesting of these was John Lansdale, the Manhattan Project's former chief of security and now a partner in a Cleveland law firm. That the Army's key security officer during the Los Alamos years was testifying for the defense should have carried great weight with the hearing panel. Moreover, unlike Oppenheimer, Lansdale immediately knew how to fend off Robb's aggressive tactics. Under cross-examination, Lansdale said he strongly felt Oppenheimer to be a loyal citizen, and then he added, "I am extremely disturbed by the current hysteria of the times, of which this seems to be a manifestation." Robb could not possibly let this pass and asked him, "You think this inquiry is a manifestation of hysteria?" Lansdale, "I think..." Robb, "Yes or no?" Lansdale, "I won't answer that question, yes or no. If you are tending to be that way, if you will let me continue, I will be glad to answer your question." Robb, "All right." Lansdale, "I think the hysteria of the times over communism is extremely dangerous." He then explained that at the same time in 1943, when he was handling Oppenheimer's security clearance, he had also been grappling with the sensitive question of whether to commission as army officers known communists who had volunteered to fight the Spanish fascists in Republican Spain. Because he had dared to stop the commissioning of a group of 15 or 20 such communists, Lansdale said he had been vilified by his superiors. His decision was overruled by the White House, and Lansdale said he blamed Mrs. Roosevelt and those around her in the White House for creating an atmosphere in which communists were given officer commissions. Having thus established his anti-communist credentials, Lansdale went on to say that, "We are going through today the other extreme of the pendulum, which is, in my judgment, equally dangerous. Now, do I think this inquiry is a manifestation of hysteria? No. I think the fact that so much doubt and so much... Let me put it this way. I think the fact that associations in 1940 are regarded with the same seriousness that similar associations would be regarded today is a manifestation of hysteria."